We're on. This one. You can sit, stand, whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. Father, we just welcome you today into our midst. We know you live in us, but we thank you that you also visit your people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give our hearts. We come, that we are to worship. Before our God, we come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who let me choose you now.
Oh.
worship you, Lord. God is my Redeemer, and He heals me with restoring love. That one throughout eternity. So powerful. So powerful. Praise God. So good. So good is our God. Praise the Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you. Debbie, I didn't give you a heads up, but the Holy Spirit said to have Debbie declare the word of the Lord over giving into his purposes. I know you are definitely one of his quick to draw it out.
Well, I want to encourage you all to seek the Lord first, what it is, and like our dear friends were saying today, think about what you want to give. What you would want to give, is nothing matter if it didn't depend on it. And listen to your heart and give with expectation. And making your needs known to God, he knows, but it's good to make them known and have great expectations for the return. And in addition to that, surprise someone with acts of kindness or generosity that just come from your heart and your spirit, and you'll just be amazed at what God does.
Why don't you share a testimony that you can remember for your own life? I know you have many. I know your Israel one was phenomenal years ago, but why don't you just share a living testimony?
I think because that one blew me out of the water so
much,
and you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
We had just, my husband and I had just gone with the ministry board who ordained Lisa out of BC. We had just gone to Israel, and there was no money left, and Miriam said she was going again, and I knew in my spirit I had to go, and I was like, oh, my goodness. So we talked to the leader, Miriam, and I remembered one of the pastors said, you know what, I don't have a problem writing a letter to my friends and family asking if they want to get into the trip. But, no, I can do that. I'm going to help you. I knew that was the way. So the very first person who responded was a girlfriend from work. She gave me an angel necklace, a little Avon necklace on her mom's shoulder, and a $50 check. And I started crying. She started crying. I said, people are really going to give me money. It's very humbling to have to ask for that. I was like, oh, my gosh. And she said, we were driving to work, and she said, out of everybody I know, you're going to get every dime you need. And I believed it, too, but I needed to hear that from her. So go forward about 3 weeks. And every day it was like, Lord, where do I go now? One day it was like, go to your dentist. He's not there, but I went. He was there, 7 o'clock in the morning, gave me $100. Go to this person. This person gave me $100, anointed my head with oil. I was in awe. I just kept saying, where to now? Where to now, Lord? And as it turned out, there was a raise due to come to me, and it was a retroactive raise. The night before the money was due, it deposited in my account. The next morning I had exactly what I needed. So I was flying high. In addition to that, driving home that day, this same girlfriend, I said, oh, my gosh, I just knew God wanted me to tell her, open your heart. He wants to bless you. And the key is open your heart for anything you need, because at times God will tell us, your heart just can't contain it. You have to open your heart more. Anyway, she said, well, that's not what I gave. And I said, no, I know that. But open your heart. He wants to bless you. The very next day, she and her husband took the California lottery for $11 million. And I asked her, I said, did you send
if you're not hearing this message, you'll hear it later when you hear the recording.
But it was
that you're sharing the testimony.
So that one blew me out of the water. I was like, wow. And I know there was so much to this woman's life that God knew she needed a blessing. They bought the first home they've ever bought. She was this, well, and to retire, she was going to retire. I mean, she spoke that she was going to retire. And I said, oh, you have to be 50 and 3/4. How old are you? So God, and she's been a blessing all along, and she blesses others. But that one humbled me, because I was just a little girl giving a message to her and walking this through, and everybody who is blessed, and I have to say one more part of this. Every time we're told to ask the people what their prayer need is, and there was another friend who had literally, in a dream, God told me someone was going to pay off. This is another trip. She paid off the bulk of my trip, and I said, okay, what do you need? Her husband had passed, a dear, dear friend of mine, and she said, I just don't want to be alone. So I laid my hand on her heart, and I said, you know, God, you know, the time, 4 years, you know, a few months later, she found the man, and 4 years later, they're just flourishing. And her husband was so spectacular, I thought, how can she find someone? Because when you have someone that's just such an amazing spouse, but you can't limit God. So whatever you need, and when you're working for him, he does provide for you.
I'm happy to sing.
Well, now I'm done.
Ask Maureen to share a song. And it's a song she wrote. Praise the Lord. So you can go over there.
Okay.
So you can blast as loud as you need to.
Yeah, and you want to pass the offering?
No, they can come and put it in later.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't pass it around.
God of Abraham and Isaac, Jacob and his clan, God of Israel is using people in his plan. God above all nations, his blessing in this hour, those who serve him willingly, he's filling them with power. God above all nations is sending us this prayer. Those who listen to his spirit, they will lead the way.
It's the Lord. Thank you, Maureen. Welcome. Is that your friend, both of them? Did you want to introduce them real quick? And then we'll...
Enriquez, I've known him about 12 years.
Hi, Marcel.
We met him at Emmanuel.
Okay.
And then David, of course.
Okay. Hi, David.
And then he helped me with my school.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Well, the good news is you can listen to what you missed. I actually am recording it on my free conference call, which isn't free for me because I want to have all my messages on there. So we're doing that, and I have something things in my ear. So if I sound like I'm louder than normal, it's because it sounds like I'm in the tunnel. But the Tuttles gave me this little gift so I could be cordless. So praise the Lord. God provides. And today, I just want to welcome everybody and just so grateful that we can come together. If you want to give into the ministry, there's something there. You can put it in later, maybe while you're eating dinner or after dinner. Just trying to be respectful of not passing things around, all right? This last Wednesday, I ministered a message called What Force Is With You, Number One. So you need to really go back and listen to the message. It is recorded, and you can go back and listen. It was one aspect of what the Holy Spirit wanted to say. But in the midst of this message, the Holy Spirit had me, and this was supernatural because I've never done this one before, watch every single Star Wars, 1 through 9, I believe it is, right? There's 9 of them. And I received revelation out of these, such clear revelation, you'll hear it in the message, but never received such extraordinary revelation like that going from movie to movie to movie, because I believe there's so much in it that's current for the day that we live in. And so what force is with you? We're dealing with lots of forces. We have a force field. Those of us that watch the space shuttle landing, it means a lot to me because my dad was an engineer, and he actually designed the cooling systems for our rockets that went up. So he went to many launches, which means, you know, when those things go up, to be able to get up there, they got to handle the heat. And so he was always a little apprehensive, though, about going to other planets, just because he wasn't sure what may be out there. And I don't think a lot of people think about that. But when you realize by reading the scriptures that we will be ruling and reigning throughout eternity, and it's not going to be on this earth, because this earth isn't going to last. So I think Star Wars helps you to kind of get outside of just this earth and really think about things. So one thing I want you to remember that we're here on Wednesday as far as with the message is to remember this statement that I made, and that is believing is seeing. A lot of people say, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, the truth is you won't receive it until you do see it before you believe it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, which means you have to see before you can actually have it. And so to have the force of God that he is requiring of his people in this day, does it sound like I'm screaming? Huh? It's good because I'm getting way back there. That's great. Is we need to know the force of true faith in this day more than we have ever known it before, because faith is a force. It's not something you can force on somebody. It is only something that you can use to bring the promises of God, whether it is for someone that doesn't know Christ, which we as believers should be using our faith as a force to break the powers of darkness off of unsaved people. And I'm going to share some things as we go through this that I gained from Star Wars. We need to always remember, and since we have some new people that have never been here, sometimes maybe you haven't heard it, sometimes you just need to hear it again at that moment that you hear it. But we are in a war, and it really is a war that entails many battles. We need to understand that, and we need to realize that the war is invisible. Most people, really, honestly, I'm around enough Christians. I have been saved since 1976. And I can honestly say, with all the believers I've been around, most people have not gotten into the depths of a relationship with the Lord that they really understand spiritual things and have awarenesses. They might get something in a group setting, but not necessarily by themselves. They may get something every once in a while, but we want to get to be like the Jedis. We really want to get our faith in God working in such a manner that as we were told in the prayer meetings that we're having with Miriam, that we in California can take authority over things while other people are praying for their state, that we can utilize, and these things take growing and increasing. I can't say it enough that we need to remember we're not dealing with flesh and blood. Because once you can see into the realm of the spirit, and that's why I like the Star Wars movie, because it is a spiritual movie. And so you see maybe things that aren't accurate biblically, but you do see that there is always a realm you cannot see that is working behind the scenes. And some people are aware of it, and some people aren't. Now, how many have seen all the Star Wars? Raise your hand. All of them? No. You have. You both have. You both have? Okay. John asked because he said with me.
John, raise your hand.
Okay. Well, I encourage you. I thank God my kids have let me use their Disney Channel because they're all on Disney Channel right now, free. So I've been going from one to one to one, going back to them, looking at them again. And today the Holy Spirit said, I want to bring an infusion, or let me just put it this way, he is for those that will receive it, an infusion of endurance from the Holy Spirit. I believe endurance is a really, really important, you know, temperance is a fruit of the Spirit, and that's keeping everything under control. Now, when we were watching that space system come in, there was so much control. I thank God. Now, I was praying for them too, and I was sharing, I think it was with Debbie, but I was listening to the head, who is the head of it? What's his name? Elon Musk. And I heard him say himself before this thing went up that he had to make himself not even think about this. Why? Because he didn't have it within him to watch it without worrying. So he forced himself not to think about it at all. The good news is he didn't push any fear into what was going on. He went neutral, but guess what I did? I stepped in. When I heard that, the Holy Spirit said, you step in with your faith that this mission finishes as a success all the way to the landing. And I know, I think Debbie said she was praying too. Because I know, having a father that went to just about all of our launches, I'm just more accustomed to watch them. So I was passing it on to my children and letting them see, because there's a lot they didn't know. And one thing that my father had shared with me, and it was just lack of not knowing the Bible, but he actually had a fear. Now, my mom told me this. My dad never did. He had a fear that with all the space launches and wanting to go to these other planets, that we really didn't know what we may encounter when we get there. So he had some kind of sensing, but not a lot of knowledge. And so I thought that was a really interesting comment, that a lot of people are pushing limits on things, but they really don't have a great understanding. They don't have a great understanding about how to bring healing to somebody, how to walk with their faith. And so it really is a time for the body of Christ to have some things really settled in them, to be really solid as a believer, because the day requires solid believers to help stabilize unstable people. The Holy Spirit said with that warning sign, I actually put that little yellow sign with a little warning, don't be weary in well-doing. Some of you are just doing the right thing over and over and over and over, or you're believing God, you're praying for somebody's soul over and over and over. In other words, you're standing in the gap. I don't mean you're asking him over and over again to save them, but you're doing what you need to do. And the Lord says, I'm going to deposit such a measure of an infusion, he said, through this message of endurance from the Holy Spirit. And endurance, when you have that infusion in you, it actually relieves you of weariness. Because this is what I'm seeing, and frustration. I'm seeing a lot of that in the church. I'm seeing a lot of it in humanity. But God's word endures forever. So when his endurance is operating in us, it will endure anything it has to endure, whether it is the will of God or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not just about what God wants. It's about what may be happening, and God's will hasn't been fully established. Has it been fully established on earth? No, because everybody would be saved. And the Holy Spirit, as this message goes on, had me do a little bit of history, and I think this will be good for all of us to understand a little bit of history of our own nation when it comes to the body of Christ. As we heard on Wednesday, how prayer is working with a force of God's ability, our future success as Christians is determined by how well we work with the force of faith. You ever thought about that? Faith is a substance. It actually is a substance of things that you're hoping for. And just like we had that little Play-Doh type stuff, I gave it to so many people and they had so much fun playing with it. But it should be enjoyable to work with the substance of faith. I encourage you all to go back to some of the things that you prayed for that you're actually living the substance. Go back and enjoy, isn't it worth it, what you had to walk through to have that substance of your faith realized? Even today, have you been working with God's faith? I'm sure maybe, and we're going to talk about some things at dinner. I really believe we need to talk about these things and share our own stories because we can encourage each other. I believe this is what the first church did. And also the only way to know what force is with you is through an awakening of the Holy Spirit. Unless the Holy Spirit reveals to you what is actually operating in you, like if you're on a bad frequency, you're being real negative, you're being upset, you're being angry, some of them are obvious and some of them aren't obvious to some people. But the Holy Spirit wants to awaken us. When I looked at the one movie with Luke, and sweet little Yoda is trying to work with Luke. Y'all know that one with Luke? And he gave Yoda a hard time. He looked at the outer package, like, come on, how in the world are you going to pick up my spacecraft that is sunk into the water, right? Didn't he give him a hard time? Because he thought naturally and not supernaturally, like Yoda knew. And so every one of us always need the Holy Spirit to awaken us to things within ourselves that aren't getting results. What do they say the definition of insanity is? Who knows what it is?
Doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So we want to make sure that we're getting the results that God wants, and ultimately, I'm sure if you're born again, your heart wants as well. So as I was watching Star Wars number 9, and during the, it was called The Force Awakens. the Holy Spirit said to me while I was watching this one, he said, I'm here to awaken my people with my power for the day. I'm here. I mean, a lot of people like may say, where's God? He's here, and he's here to awaken us. And the reason is because we were all born into a fallen world. This is why things are not so swift all the time, is because the world is imperfect. And in fact, there are, in the believer's true life with God, you will have many awakenings. And I think it would be good, as we share during dinner time, that people share some of the awakenings. Some people weren't awakened till salvation, until later on in life. Some were awakened when they were young. But maybe there's an awakening that the Holy Spirit has given you recently that you can share with others. And it really does encourage one another when we do that. The awakenings from the Holy Spirit are really dependent on whether people will receive. When you look at Yoda working with Luke, Luke was a little cocky at first until he realized there was some substance to what Yoda was saying, especially when he saw the fruit of it. And a lot of times somebody, unless they see you have an incredible experience with the Lord, they won't believe you. Sometimes it's just the fallen nature of man that wants to see it. Whereas you can be unsaved and go through a Bible yourself and come to Christ. Now, not a lot of people do that way, but I do know a man that had nobody preaching the gospel to him, but he got a hold of a Bible. Now, nobody gave me the plan of salvation until after I had bought a Bible and read it all myself. Not everybody's like that. So it's back to that. Those that say it can't be done are often interrupted by the ones that are doing it. You know, we say that in business. There's always going to be situations where it's not going to be like everybody else. The Holy Spirit reminded me as I was preparing of a dream I had years ago, many years ago. I was in this house, but we've been here since Tricia was 4 years old, and she's in her late 30s, so it was still a lot of years ago. And in the dream, there were many Christians that I knew. And we were sitting around, and I knew they were asleep spiritually. In fact, they kept nodding off. And they were overcome by the day. And so a lot of times people, when you go through a lot of stress, a lot of people just want to sleep. Or they want to do something that will distract the stress instead of actually get rid of it and overcome the stress. And so in this dream, it was really interesting because I knew the people in the dream. And I was alerted by the Holy Spirit in the dream to start firmly shaking them to wake them up. I wasn't abusing them. But it was an alert, almost like a fire alert. If there was a fire, I knew it was so dangerous. If I didn't wake them up, their lives could be destroyed. Before I ever took any CERT training, I mean, this was so many years ago. And they were so groggy. A lot of believers are very much in this state right now. They're very overcome by all that's going on. First of all, they're watching the stuff too much. They're not spending enough time with the Lord. And second, they really don't know what to do, which makes matters even worse. You know, there's nothing worse than knowing God can do things and not knowing what to do so he can do things. I've always been a person that has come from a background of business and professional people, and so I've always collected experts. And I could pick each person here, and I know what their expertise is. And I utilize it, don't I, for all of you. I've utilized your expertise at different times. And really, your expertise is usually a sign of kind of the way in which God's going to use you. He doesn't just use anybody. He uses people that can really impact his kingdom. And everyone can to a point, but they got to wake up, they have to be trained, and then they have to have the endurance. And when I think of how freshly, after watching all of these Star Wars and watching the makings and the sad, tragic things that happened, but then this person overcame it, but this person didn't, and on and on and on. How many of you have seen the actual last one, the last Star Wars? Oh, my goodness. Well, if you haven't seen the last ones, I encourage you to watch them, because I was kind of shocked at how it went. But I was glad I watched it, because I believe in some respects there was something very prophetic in it that I'll share in a little bit. So let's go back and look a little bit at U.S. history. There was a great awakening. I just Googled, okay, a little bit of history. In the USA, historically, some would call it maybe a revival. But the way they describe it in history, the History Channel, is an awakening. And a revival is kind of maybe a better term, but it takes an awakening, always brings back to life something that died. So when people say, oh, I know there's going to be a revival in America, how many of you agree we need a revival in America? Why? Because a lot of the church is dead. And it's the same, it's like patterns. Our nation has gone through this before. But the Lord said, don't focus on the dying in this day. Focus on the revival. You know, when you have somebody, and Maureen knows because she's a nurse, when you have somebody that is in an extreme case, and Rich being a police officer, you probably had situations like that, you don't focus on the dying or the potential dying. You're focused on the reviving. I was watching a video recently of a police officer recently that a mother was frantic out in public, and the child had, I don't know if it was a fish, one of those cheese fishes stuck in her throat, a little infant. And actually it was a police officer, took this child, and he stayed with it until that little fish came out of that baby's throat. The mother would come and look, and I mean, this is a raw video. The mother came and looked, but then she couldn't handle it, and then she would run away crying, and somebody would be holding her while the police officer just continued, focus, focus, focus. This is the word for the church in this hour. Stay focused with the Holy Spirit. Because there's a lot of people freaking out. We don't need to add to the already freaking out people. But there's a lot of people that really don't know what to do, because it looks like our nation is dying, choking on so much stuff right now. We cannot focus on evil like disease or discord and speaking life at the same time. One thing that I thank God that I learned about just the way God created us is you cannot, it is impossible to think of two things at the same time. This is why when the Bible talks about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, it's because he's thinking of one thing, then he's thinking of another. And this is what's making people sick today, mentally, emotionally, is they're going back and forth. My focus has been on God, and it will stay on God. That doesn't mean I wouldn't assist somebody that's hurting, clean up a boo-boo, but I am focused on the win, just like a sports player is. And I thank God that I was trained that as a young woman. Remember, and just say this out of your own mouth, my focus, is my reality. That's a big thing to swallow, isn't it? My focus is my reality. Jesus was always on time when you read the scriptures, but it didn't appear to be that way when it came to Lazarus. He was on time because he was in the timings of God. Now, maybe naturally, it would have been nice if he would have been there before. But he said he couldn't do anything unless the Father showed him. So Jesus never went any place until he was revealed to go someplace by the Spirit of God. And if that meant having to resurrect Lazarus, so be it. And he wept about that. He wasn't weeping because he was sad about Lazarus, because he knew he had the resurrection within him. He was sad at the lack of faith and understanding in the people, thinking, oh, don't they understand who I am? You know, what does it say? Who do men say that I am? Well, we have to ask ourselves in this day. You wake up in the morning, answer the question, who do you say I am today? Because whoever we say he is will really determine how our day is going to go. America and the world are ripening for a great awakening, as historically and as never before. Why is it getting darker? It's actually not just getting darker. It's actually simultaneously getting darker and lighter. For the true believer, we are getting revelations that we have never had before, right? For those of you that have been stalwart in all of this, for those that have not been hearing the truth, it's getting darker. For those that are lost, it's getting darker, but not for the true church. The past great awakenings, I'm going to read this because I got this out of my search about America. But the past great awakenings in the USA were a religious revival that impacted the English colonies in America during 1730 and 1740. The movement came at a time when the idea of secular rationalism, or let me just put humanism, in other words, rejecting God, that there is no God, was being emphasized. Sound familiar? And passion for religion or a relationship with Jesus had grown stale. The result was a renewed dedication in the people of that day that knew God towards God. The second great awakening focused more. And if you look at these two awakenings, one was more religious. The second one was more of a personal relationship with God versus the minister. Think about that. The Great Awakening unquestionably had a significant impact on Christianity. It invigorated religion in America at a time when it was steadily declining. and introduced ideas that would penetrate into American culture for many years to come. Now, listen what their ideas were back in the 1700s. We're still living some of them. All people are born sinners. This is part of the movement that they were bringing to the world, to the nation. Sin without salvation will send a person to hell. There you go. Let's just give them the truth, right? All people can be saved if they confess their sins to God, receive forgiveness, and accept God's grace through Jesus. This is in the 1700s, my friends. All people can have a direct and emotional connection with God. Religion shouldn't be formal, institutionalized, but rather casual and personal. Is that what we're having today? This is in the 1700s. See, there were some real believers back in those days. By 1742, debate over the Great Awakening had split. This is what we're seeing again. It had split the New England clergy and many colonists into two groups. You ready for what their names were? This is fascinating to me. Anybody ever read this? Okay. Preachers and followers who adopted the new ideas brought forth by the Great Awakening became known as New Lights. Those who embraced the old-fashioned traditional church's ways were called Old Lights. Isn't that interesting? I hadn't read that, but I needed to read it for today. Many of the early colonists had come to the New World to enjoy religious freedom, but as the land became tamed and prosperous, they no longer relied on God for their daily bread. Yep. Wealth brought complacency towards God. As a result, church membership dropped. But wait till you see how they tried to fix it. Wishing to make it easier to increase church attendance, the religious leaders had instituted the halfway covenant, which allowed membership without a public testimony of conversion. You know, in some religions, you had to be a member, right? And you had to pay to be a member. The churches were now attended largely by people who lacked, are you ready for this? A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Sadly, many of the ministers themselves did not know Christ. This is history I'm reading you, and therefore could not lead their flocks to the true shepherd. Then suddenly the Spirit of God awoke, as though from an intense slumber, and began to touch the population of the colonies. People from all walks of life, from poor farmers to rich merchants, began experiencing renewal and rebirth. Pretty amazing, huh? So what's going to be our part? What part and role are we going to play in this day? The Holy Spirit's been speaking to me about this since the 80s. You know, I was born again in the 70s. There was a lot. I was still getting to know the scriptures. But in the 80s, I realized what I was reading here, that there was a division in what I saw, because I was brought up in such a traditional church, that I realized when I went back to that traditional that it was dead. So I've been brought up in something dead, but I always say at least I heard about God. Some people weren't even hearing about God, but sometimes working with people that come from religious backgrounds can be challenging. You have to intercede for them because they think the works are what get them all these things. Not that faith without works, the Bible says, is dead. But as far as getting you any place in heaven, it's not works. It is through the blood of Jesus alone. So I say, it's time to move the gospel forward, the real deal. And for those of us that want the real deal, God will use us in this day. And he is very creative. He is our creator. He knows exactly what we're dealing with. When I've taken my emergency courses before, and they would say, and it was the CERT program in Downey, and they just threw a few things on the table and said, okay, how are you going to deal with this emergency? That's all we had. Well, listen, if all we have is our Bible, no building, but you have your Bible and you have a relationship with God, that's enough to get him to work with you. Moving in the Spirit is a place in our spirit that the Holy Spirit wants to flow in. There's a song, My Spirit by the Holy Spirit Will Glorify You All, Always. And it really is a relationship, our spirit to the Spirit of God, that we need to really be nurturing in this day. So what force is with you today? Is it the force of God's pure, peaceful, powerful faith, or the devil's evil force of hatred? It's always a choice. As he said, he sets life and death before us. The Bible is very clear that in the last days there would be shakings. And even says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And I believe there is a lot of shaking on going on in people. I don't like seeing it. I don't like seeing people that did not know to be maybe in a certain profession and not another profession, or make a change. You know, when you hear some of the stories over the news, you hear that some people, and you don't really know where they are spiritually, the Lord told them to sell this at this time, and then they see all this stuff happening, to move on. I hear story after story of people that heard the Lord. They didn't know what was coming, but they heard the Lord say, get out of this and get into this. And this is why people that do not know the Lord, even in the body of Christ, they may be saved, they know him as Savior, but they don't know how to follow his leading, may not know where to go. And really, I believe that the Holy Spirit can use these people that are in straits, if the body of Christ is willing to be used, to help them get with the Lord to know what to do. You know, you can have a horrible thing happen in your life and come to Christ, and he's not going to thump the horrible thing that happened in your life. He wants to restore humanity. And I believe as people cry out to him honestly, sincerely, that he will show them. He's already showing people to recreate jobs. I mean, these people that are making the masks, they're, you know, it's just incredible what some people are utilizing. The things that are out there, they're realizing, well, I can just do this. Especially entrepreneurs, they tend to be good at thinking, well, what else could I do? You know, if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you're really called to do that, then you'll be fine. We even talked about all of that with Miriam recently. Everything created on this earth will be destroyed one day. So we're here temporary. But a lot of times when people are living in the moment, they're living like the Bible says, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And so really what we have had, and I don't believe God has done it, but he has allowed it. This is the biggest wake-up call, the world. The world. Notice it's a global wake-up call that the world has been in. And I cannot tell you how many ministers are friending me because of my friendship with a minister in the Philippines here in America. One pastor, female pastor from Pakistan, please pray for my daughter. She's dealing with this horrible disease in her mouth, blah, 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 blah. And the Holy Spirit says, send her My Jesus Saves, the song. Send her this message. And she thanked Me so much. So I see that this, what is happening, God is working this into opening up global open doors for God's people, if we'll stay with Him. Shakings of God are different than shakings of the devil. But shakings of God do come, and they're to show people what's in them. So if people have been shaken by what we're dealing with, the Holy Spirit wants people to know what they do have in them that is fine and stable, and what maybe is not stable that needs to be stabilized. The Bible says that as believers, we've been given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Never be shaken. So if anything's shaking in us, it's not of the kingdom of God. And those are the things that the Holy Spirit wants to weed out. I remember this part of Star Wars. They talk about confronting fear. And they said, confronting fear is the way of the Jedi. It's also the way of the overcomer in Christ. Confronting fear. And when Rey, how many of you know who Rey is in Star Wars? She's one of the newer characters. Rey comes to a place where she's just very disillusioned. She hasn't gotten over her past. Why? Because she's kind of one of those abandoned type people, doesn't really know her parents, didn't really know that it doesn't matter what your past is. And that's what the spiritual truth that you can gain from that. But she was asked in the movie, Rey, what are you afraid of? Anybody remember what she said? She said, myself. It's usually this that people struggle with. And we need to face whatever we are struggling with in this day. We need to face it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, mind you, these are spiritual movies and they teach you spiritual truths. I keep hearing the Lord saying in this day regarding others who are afraid that if we are following His way, what's that to you? Follow Him. If God wants to use you to bring deliverance to someone that's afraid, that's fine, but don't pick it up yourself. The Bible says that we're to be the lenders, not the borrowers. And so we need to protect our faith. Now, how many of you saw the very last Star Wars? So, 4 of you. It was interesting because in that Han Solo comes up to, I think it's Rey, and he says something to her that women always know ahead, that there's a sensitivity in women. He was you really don't see it in the Star Wars of demeaning male or female, that they both could be used. And towards the end of this movie, when you look at who is the gentleman that was a Darth Vader wannabe? Yeah, anyway. He and Rey get into an encounter. Such a stimulating ending because it just shows you that it's going to go on. But he turned to the dark side.
Yeah.
But she, in the movie, she actually was able to turn him back. We don't see that with his father. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying there are people in this day that you may think it's too far gone for them. And the Holy Spirit is going to say to you, think again. And there's going to be others that he'll say, don't bother there. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit in this day, in who we minister to and what we minister. It really is a relationship. And so as we have dinner tonight and fellowship, let's have a discussion about how have you been working with the force of faith, especially this year with all that's going on. How have you been working with it? What have you been doing? You may have questions like, you know, this is what I'm doing, but I need more help. Go ahead and ask for it. And if you're getting results, share your results, because this is what the first church did. They exhorted one another. They encouraged one another. And also, we need to realize, as we discuss, where every single thought that we are thinking every day is coming from. It really is a day to take charge of our thoughts and make sure we are hearing from the Holy Spirit. Let him correct you. Let him stop you. Let him say, go full speed ahead, if this is what you need to say. But it really is a day that dark and light, darkness is getting darker and light is getting lighter. And I'm going to remain on the side of light and bring as many people into the kingdom and bring as much of the gospel as I can. And it's been exciting to share this with so many people and to be able to have our messages go out more and more and more. Amen.